All right, it's 6 o'clock. I call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order September 3rd, 2019. First item is approval of the agenda. Got a first by Becca. Second by Rhea. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, no. We've got an agenda. Item 3 is executive session. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Barnier.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. There is a request for executive session, both contract, or I should say contract legal, and I think one personnel item. I don't anticipate council will be asked to act on any of those matters considered in executive session.
Is there a motion for exec?
So moved.
First by Ron.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor of exec, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed to no. We're off to exec. 6:01. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand, remove cover, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, included in the packet is July 24th Library Board Minutes. Item 6 is announcements and praise. I just had a couple here. Had Supermoto coming up this weekend through downtown Sturgis. And a big thank you to Public Works. Over the Labor Day weekend, they dealt with some water main breaks, a couple of them, and a very successful Mustang rally, and just a good weekend in Sturgis. And even when we had hiccups, we got through them and handled it. So, council have anything to add? Under announcements and praise. Item 7 is city manager's report. Usually turn it over to Daniel at this point in time, but we have subset A as Meade County Ambulance Fundraising and Service Update. So I invite Ross up.
And I believe also Andy.
Andy and
as
Ann,
well.
Please, too. Yep.
Well, we thank you for the opportunity to be here to give you an update on our efforts for the rural Sturgis ambulance. Our fundraising began, and not to any small part due to Andy and Ann's efforts, kind of getting some things organized when the rest of us didn't have much opportunity to do that. And so Andy is here to kind of give you a little update on the Sturgis Ambulance Fund.
The Clover, I'm going to read so I don't put your foot in my mouth. The Clover Charitable Fund, Incorporated, is a 501c3 South Dakota tax-exempt corporation. In the early part of August, it formed a subsidiary called the Sturgis Ambulance Fund and established a bank account at First Interstate. The sole purpose of this fund was then and is now to raise donations for the continuation of ambulance service outside the city limits, whether that's done with the Sturgis Ambulance or through God, I can't tell you. That's the Rural Sturgis Ambulance Group. We set out collection buckets during the rally and also solicited donations from individuals and organizations. We set out roughly 40 collection sites. The Sturgis Ambulance Fund has raised to date, as of 4 p.m., 8,400 and change. Actually, $8,425.85. All of that money has been deposited at the First Interstate Bank for the Sturgis Ambulance Fund. Our collection efforts continue, and we are expecting the remaining 26 out of the 40 collection sites that were set up before the rally will send in their donations in the next week or so. To that end, Ann recently contacted them to either make a bank deposit at First Interstate or get back to us with no collections have been accomplished. Two local businesses, I believe, specifically requested to keep their buckets so they could collect from their local customers. Moving forward, Ann and I are both proud of what the Sturgis Ambulance Fund has accomplished and hope that either an individual or committee from the Rural Sturgis Ambulance Group will pick up from where we have left off. Our thanks to all who have contributed or who will be shortly. Actually, today, over the Labor Day weekend, we received, I'm going to try and remember, 10 or 15 additional contributions. Any questions?
As Andy kind of alluded to, we do now have a name, which is a step forward. We decided on Rural Sturgis Ambulance Group. And so that is what we will move forward referring to ourselves as. And as Andy said, his efforts were towards local people, local donations, individual donations. Many campgrounds have also contributed in that 8,400 that he mentioned. There are a number of others who, for varying reasons, have kept their money to themselves to this point. I think it's very safe to say that we're well over a third of the way there. This week we will be sending out letters to all the homeowners within the affected response area, encouraging both homeowners and businesses and asking for donations toward the money needed for November. Moving forward, I think we have made great strides, in my opinion, and we will hopefully be taking out petitions in order to form a ambulance district. We have a meeting set up with an attorney and getting the legal counsel needed. And so that is the main direction moving forward in the long term that where we're headed. And I'd like to say that the Lisa at the auditor's office, Rhea at the director of equalization have been invaluable in kind of giving us some of that information. And I look forward to probably getting more information from them as we need it. Any questions?
I'd just like to make a few comments. I really want to thank Andy and Ann for everything they've done. This is just like this is exemplary, and it's citizens like you that make things happen. So I really appreciate it. In fact, we all do. A couple other things I'd like to go and just ask. There's been a little discussion on occasion about a particular section or a particular place saying, "Oh, we're pretty firmly committed to this." I mean, we've had some discussion about that, such as with Blucksburg. Any thoughts on that on your part, or
they are included in our group? To my knowledge, they're all committed to moving forward in this direction. Yes, there could be pockets that wanted to go out on their own, but in my opinion, we need to be a collective group and include the entire area. I may have the chance to be one of those defectors, but I'm not going to do that. I think we need to be the whole response area or not.
During your recent meetings, Ross, in the discussion of a forming ambulance service, starting the petition, has the discussions gone in the direction of the entire area that
Well, we're having another meeting on Thursday. At the same time, we're going to be stuffing these envelopes and getting the mailing ready. And I think those discussions will be in earnest then.
Other questions, comments, discussion points from council at this point?
I know at one point there was some question about what the actual motion was and when money was going to be expected. Is that, does everybody have a very clear understanding of that?
No.
Would you like to read that, Faye or Daniel?
The exact motion was to uphold the reduced service area that was approved April 15, 2019, but to not implement the service area until December 31, 2019, and to require a payment of $30,000 by November 18, 2019, and a proposal or agreement on how the money will be raised and collected in the coming years. There will be monthly updates from the group at the first council meeting starting in September.
Could I just, the $30,000 is for this year, right? Not as
correct.
Part of
that
next
would have
year.
Been for July 1 through December 31 with $60,000 for the full calendar years thereafter. So $30,000 for the second half of 2019 and $60,000 every year thereafter. I think some of the question about when that $60,000 would be due, and I don't think the council has said that they there's an expectation that that $60,000 would be paid January 1. I think if there is a plan about how that's raised, I imagine the council would be willing to accept that quarterly payments, perhaps, or monthly. Quarterly might be easier than monthly, but.
In all fairness, I think the council needs to understand, or at least be thinking of this. I think a lot of people in our group have come to the realization that this fundraising is not easy. If trying not to give my opinion here, but I don't know if we will be successful in raising all $60,000 or not. Another year, will we be able to raise half what we do this year? I don't know. I am hopeful that maybe by the next report that we come in, we will be well down the road with our petitions and that. I'm very hopeful that that will persuade the council that we do have a long-term objective here, and that is to continue ambulance operation for the total response area that they currently hold. I think that's just important for you to know, and I don't think it's any surprise to anybody to think of that.
I think just once again, I'd like to reiterate the fact that we don't expect the $60,000 for 2020 to be in on January 1st by any means. And I like the fact, you know, Daniel mentioned this, and some of us had mentioned the fact that maybe on a quarterly basis, but then of course, once again, I guess we'd have to discuss it, but I think from a quarterly basis, would we expect that first quarter to be paid right on January 1st? No, perhaps that could be paid at the end of that quarter as the first quarterly basis. I mean, that might be a possibility, too, when we get down the line.
Just as my point of view as just one counselor, I think if you're on the road to a permanent long-term solution, it would be beneficial in the way I vote on this.
Any other discussion?
Yes, I have a question. You mentioned that there's entities that are not turning in their donations. Why is that?
To be very honest, I think there were some people that did not know Andy did not understand his 501c3, and they just felt uncomfortable doing that.
So will they be in the future handing those over to the group?
Yes.
They will be? Okay.
Our group is trying to get that same designation, but it takes some time to do it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Ann.
Subset B, under City Manager's report, I will turn over to you, Daniel.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Now that the rally's over, our payroll changes are quite small. We do have a new lifeguard that's going to be working for Rod, and that's within budget.
Any questions for Daniel on the new hire? Thanks, Mr. Ainsley.